past, it's the police power that's affected a lot of young British Asian lads. In fact, black and Asians are 7 times more likely to be stopped and searched than white people. And of the million searched each year, only 9% led to an arrest. Now, as the government launches a consultation on stop and search asking for your views, Asian Network's been given a sneak peek at what could be the future of the power. It's called intelligence-led stop and search and would mean you'd only be spoken to by officers if you were suspected of carrying out a crime. Adam Pasternicki has the details.
Here in southeast London, it's a familiar story.
My name is Shabazz, I'm 23. First time was just played pool with my friends and we were coming home. And I shook hands with my friend just as I dropped him off home. And the police officer came running to me, like literally as soon as I got to the bus stop. Put your hands behind your back. What have you just given your friend? They started searching me and they found nothing. And then second time, the same police officer did it again in front of my friends.
The government wants that to be a thing of the past.
The law is clear that in normal circumstances, stop and search should only ever be used where there is a reasonable suspicion of criminality, and that is how it should be.
That's Home Secretary Theresa May. She announced a public consultation on stop and search powers. Anyone who has something to say about the law can get in touch with the Home Office. In northwest London, there's a glimpse of what might be the future of the police power. Stop and search has been cut. Crime is still falling. One officer is at the forefront of the new approach.
I'm PC Sangrajka. I'm attached to Wembley Police Station on a response team.
30% of the people this officer stops and searches are arrested or given a cannabis warning. That might not sound like a lot, but it's more than 3 times the London average.
If I can use that power to prevent, you know, young people getting murdered over drug squabbles, getting murdered over silly turf wars, then I can only say that's a good power to have.
So let's say you're walking down by Wembley Central tube station. You see a gang of lads. It's about 6 o'clock at night. What makes you stop and search them? What would make you walk past them?
We have obviously quite a high gang crime rate on this borough. So for me, it's about what are they doing at that time of day? How big is that group? Is that area known for violence? Is it known for robberies? Are these people known for robberies that have actually previously committed them? Do they match the descriptions of previous suspects? Do they look sort of nervous around my appearance, the fact my presence is there?
So-called intelligence-led stop and search is what they do here in Wembley and other parts of London. It's a policy praised by the government and is likely to form the basis of stop and search in the future.
I'll give you an example. We might have, for instance, a problem with burglaries. The situation may be there's been recently burglaries. It will then explain to you who the suspects are. So it might be one black lad, one white lad, one Asian lad in a black saloon car, partial number plate of 54 edge. So therefore, that's already given the officer a head start in terms of performing that stop and search and giving him reasonable grounds.
Back to southeast London, and any change to the system would be welcomed by Shabazz, who's seen police patrols outside his college.
People would stand outside smoking, joking around, and the police would walk past, not say anything, but then they would see another group of Asians or a group of black people, and then they will automatically suspect that they're carrying drugs. I don't believe that it's a racial thing, but I believe that they get pointed at the most.
Do you feel that Asians are targeted?
Asians and black people mostly. All the times that I was searched, I was either with my Asian friends or my black friends. When I was with my black friend, they kept us there for 45 minutes searching us, even telling us to take our shoes off. It didn't make any sense.
The government's stop and search consultation goes on until the middle of August. You can take part by logging on to gov.uk and following the links.
Right, let's talk sport.